Whatever we name things, that's what they are. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with Thought for Today. Whatever we name things, that's what they are. I was having a discussion with a young man recently, and we were talking about who his friends are and who his world is. And he gave me a graphic description of what these people were and how these people were living little less than perfect lives and how they were a little less than perfect in many areas. And I said to him, whatever you see in your eyes is what the world is for you. If you are pure in your consciousness, you see everyone in your world pure. If you are impure in your consciousness in any way, then that's how you see the world about you, no matter who it is. Whether it's your family, friends, relatives, whether it's your associates, no matter who they are in your world, you see them as an exact reflection of how you see yourself and how you are. And he's kind of startled. He says, I can understand that, but, you know, I don't do the things that that person does or that this person does. And I said, yes, you do. You do them every time you think that they do something. Every time you see them doing anything, you are doing it right with them because you are with them in your consciousness. But what can I do? And the only thing you can do is to start painting the world the way you want it. Now, we all know an artist, a painter, who has a canvas, and he stands before a beautiful scene. And he looks at that scene, and he chooses the colors from his palette, and he puts them on the canvas. He looks at the scene, and he sees the feeling he gets from it, the feeling of a lonely field, a vibrant field, an alive field, a charismatic field. He sees the field filled with animals that may or may not be present. He sees the field alive with imagination and growth, beautiful trees, beautiful in every way. And while he sees these things, the field may look quite a bit like what he sees, but not exactly how he sees it. For he takes from whatever he sees that which he considers beautiful, that which he considers to be revealing, and he puts that down on canvas. And when he's done, you look at it, and if you had not seen the field, you'd say, what a beautiful picture. And if you'd see the field, you might say, well, though, what a photographic picture, just like the field itself. Or, you know, you see things in the field there that I didn't see. You see trees there that I really hadn't noticed. They're there. They're sort of tucked away behind the others, and you gave them life, and you gave them energy and power. You see, the artist sees what he sees and paints what he sees. The photographer does the same thing, but very selectively. He knows how to focus in on what he wants to project, on what he wants to get, and what he wants to give. You and I, in our thinking about anyone, focus in who we are. If you are a beautiful person, you look at the world and you see beautiful people everywhere. If you are a very unhappy person, you look at the world and you see how many other people in the world are unhappy too. If you are a very wealthy person, you look out upon the world and you see only wealthy people. You associate with only wealthy people. You don't want to be with any kind of person who's not experiencing wealth like you are. You don't want them in your world. You only associate with wealthy people. And the same goes for healthy people. If you choose friends, you choose friends based upon their own vitality and imagination and their own genius, their own health. Because this is who you are. This is who I am. Our world is a reflection of who we are. So if our world reflects back to us some unhappy experiences or some unpleasant things, we stop and look at ourselves and we say, whoops, those are thoughts I hold in my consciousness. And in the same light, I now place good thoughts in motion. I told the young man to describe a mutual acquaintance who was living a kind of an unhappy life. And at first he described the man from the appearances. And then I said, all right, now describe the man from your own imagination, from what you think is really beautiful and good in another human being, what you think is really a lovely thing in another human being. And he said, oh, he's an honest, generous, loving person. He has great respect and approval from his mother and for his mother. He just loves his family. He is a, and on he went. And I said, but just a moment ago, you had a different opinion. He said, well, once I got going, I could start seeing that this was me being reflected in him, and so I was going to pour it on. And I said, go for it, because that's what it's all about. Pour it on. See the rest of the world exactly like you see yourself, but make sure you see yourself as you truly are, a dynamic, fantastic, glorious, supercalifragilistic being. Supercalifragilistic being. Supercalifragilistic being. Because that's what you are, and that's what I am. And that's what we do as we put the world together right. We see all as a supercalifragilistic being expressing dynamically, beautifully, wonderfully, in every possible way. That's what life is all about too, isn't it? So, create your world like the artist does. See in it what very few others can see, because naturally they don't have your eyes, nor do they have your experience or your background or your understanding or your compassion or your awareness of what's going on in the world. You're the master. I'm the master. And I live in a great world filled with great people, all doing great things all the time. Have a great day. I love you. I love you. I love you.